Welcome to the 5-Minute Warfare podcast from 5minutewarfare.com, where we dive into history's most pivotal battles and military strategies in around 5 minutes. Episode 10, Knights in Shining Armor, The Rise and Fall of Heavy Cavalry. Knights in shining armor have long captured the imagination, symbolizing the chivalric ideals of the medieval period: bravery, honor, and loyalty. Yet beyond the romanticized imagery, knights were also the elite heavy cavalry of their time, dominating the battlefield for centuries. From their rise during the early Middle Ages to their eventual decline in the face of changing military tactics and technology, knights played a pivotal role in shaping medieval warfare. The story of the rise and fall of heavy cavalry reveals much about the evolution of medieval society and military strategies. The origins of heavy cavalry can be traced back to the collapse of the Western Roman Empire in the 5th century. With the disintegration of Roman central authority, Europe entered a period of political fragmentation. Feudalism emerged as the dominant social and political system, where local lords controlled land and owed military service to their monarchs. In this environment, the need for mounted warriors, capable of rapid movement and devastating charges, grew. The heavily armored knight became the embodiment of this need, filling a crucial role in the defense of feudal estates and the expansion of kingdoms. One of the key factors that enabled the rise of knights as heavy cavalry was the introduction of the stirrup. This small but significant piece of technology allowed mounted warriors to stabilize themselves while riding, giving them the ability to wield weapons like lances and swords with far greater effectiveness. The stirrup transformed horseback warriors into formidable combatants, capable of delivering powerful charges that could break enemy lines. Coupled with improvements in armor, which became more sophisticated and protective, knights were able to operate as shock troops, smashing through infantry formations and dominating the battlefield. Knighthood, however, was more than just a military role. It was also a social and cultural institution, rooted in the values of chivalry. By the 11th century, knighthood had become closely associated with the aristocracy. Becoming a knight required not only extensive training in martial skills, but also significant wealth, as the equipment, war horses, armor, and weapons, was prohibitively expensive for commoners. Knights swore fealty to their lords, and in return for their military service, they were granted land and titles, making them key figures in the feudal hierarchy. The high point of knightly dominance can be seen in the Crusades, the series of religious wars fought between European Christians and Muslim forces in the Near East from the late 11th to the late 13th centuries. The Crusades provided knights with a stage upon which to display their martial prowess and earn glory, while also fulfilling religious and political objectives. Knights such as Godfrey of Bouillon, Richard the Lionheart, and the Knights Templar became legendary figures, renowned for their courage and battlefield achievements. During this period, knights were the undisputed masters of warfare. Armored from head to toe, mounted on powerful war horses and wielding long lances, they could devastate enemy infantry in a single charge. Battles were often won or lost, depending on the success of the knights, whose ability to break through enemy lines could turn the tide of an engagement. Their prominence was particularly evident in the battles of the Hundred Years' War, fought between England and France in the 14th and 15th centuries, where knights played a central role in the fighting. However, by the late Middle Ages, the dominance of knights as heavy cavalry was beginning to wane. The first major blow to their supremacy came from the rise of infantry tactics and the increasing effectiveness of missile weapons. At the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314, Scottish infantry famously defeated a much larger English force, which included a large contingent of knights. The heavily armoured knights were unable to break through the dense formations of Scottish spearmen, demonstrating the limitations of heavy cavalry when faced with disciplined infantry. The most decisive moment in the decline of knights came at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415. During this famous engagement, English forces, under the command of King Henry V, were heavily outnumbered by the French, whose army was composed largely of knights. However, the English longbowmen, positioned behind defensive stakes, inflicted devastating casualties on the French knights before they could reach the English lines. The heavily armoured knights, bogged down in muddy terrain, were easy targets for the arrows raining down upon them. The defeat at Agincourt was a watershed moment, revealing that even the finest knights could be rendered vulnerable by advances in weaponry and tactics. Another factor contributing to the decline of knights was the advent of gunpowder. The introduction of firearms and cannons in European warfare in the 15th century revolutionized the battlefield. Heavy cavalry, which had relied on their armor and physical strength, found themselves increasingly outmatched by firearms. Armor, no matter how thick or well crafted, could not protect knights from bullets or cannon shot. The cost of maintaining a knight, already high, became even less justifiable in the face of cheaper and more effective infantry armed with guns. The rise of professional standing armies also played a role in the decline of knights. As centralized monarchies began to emerge in Europe, kings sought to reduce their reliance on the feudal lords and their knights. Instead, they created professional armies composed of paid soldiers, many of whom were equipped with firearms. These professional armies were more versatile and could be maintained year-round, unlike knights who were often bound by feudal obligations to serve only for a limited period. By the 16th century, the age of the knight in shining armor was effectively over. Heavy cavalry still had a role to play in certain battles, but the knightly class had been superseded by new military realities. The growing importance of gunpowder, professional armies, and infantry tactics made the traditional knightly role obsolete. The once dominant armored cavalry, which had been at the forefront of medieval warfare, faded into history. Despite their military decline, the legacy of knights continues to endure. The ideals of chivalry, honor, and bravery associated with knighthood still resonate in popular culture, and knights remain an iconic symbol of the medieval era. Their role in shaping the political and military history of Europe is undeniable, and while their time as the masters of the battlefield may have passed, knights in shining armor continue to capture the imagination of people around the world. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Warfare podcast from 5minutewarfare.com. If you get a chance, please leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, as it will help us to grow. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Murder, and 5-Minute Mysteries. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.